You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right.
Okay, wow. We will.
What an introduction.
Hey.
Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. So much going on.
It's John and Gordy, along with our producer, Dominic Lee. We have some clouds out there, some fog and drizzle. It's 41 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 40s for today.
Okay. So, you know, I'm just a little frustrated, you know, with what's going on with the Epstein files. I mean,
really?
I'm just so tired of talking about this, you know. I mean, just, you know, give these people their day, all mm-hmm. right? You know, give the victims some consideration, something, anything. Yeah. And we have the most brutal individual, the most incompetent individual as the AG. I mean, seriously, you know, Pam Bondi.
I know.
Is just an extension arm of Trump, and it's just outrageous. And it's so frustrating to watch this. Now, she says, we will follow the law.
That's
which
what
means
she says.
She's going to hold up the Epstein files, whatever she feels like she wants to hold up, maybe a few files that have Trump's name in them. Gee, you think? It just drives you crazy. And by the way, I don't even think it's a law that they could release these papers, but it's just tradition that the Justice Department doesn't usually allow this stuff to be released.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a law. I don't believe it's a law. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
I think when
she frustrated,
says we're going to follow the law, I think that's what she says when she doesn't know what else she's supposed to say.
Yeah.
I think that kind of just leaves the door open for whatever tactics they want to do.
She appears in front of the press and just riffs, and
yeah.
she thinks everybody's just going to sit there and believe what she's saying. Let's cue up cut 138 here, and this is, I mean, people are laughing at this.
Is this the one about information?
Yes, this is just way over the top, way over the top. Let's
okay.
just listen to this.
Yeah, this is good.
Madam Attorney General, the DOJ statement earlier this year saying that the files would not release, mentioned the fact that the review of the documents and the evidence did not suggest that any additional investigation of third parties was warranted. What changed since then that you launched this investigation?
Yeah. Information that has come for information. there's information that new information, additional information. And again, we will continue to follow the law, to investigate any leads. If there are any victims, we encourage all victims to come forward, and we will continue to provide maximum transparency under the law.
No, you are.
Do you have any more information about the information?
Yeah. And please, any more victims, just step up. I mean, we'd love to hear from you and ignore you.
Let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line. Joe, good morning.
Well, Here we are with Epstein yet again, and why not? I mean, why not? Because details after details keep emerging. Or might we say information. Yeah. Wasn't that a tap dance?
Oh, my gosh. Right. It was like, oh, information. Oh, yeah, information. Oh, yeah, information. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. From the woman who said the files are on my desk and then said, whoops, I don't know where they went, you know?
Right.
But I wanted to add just two little items building on, you know, the possibilities of conspiracy, because why not? And I just
sure.
wanted to mention a couple of little things. First off, there was apparently after Jeffrey Epstein died, there was a massive, 2 days after he died, there was a huge FBI raid on his private island in the Caribbean. And a swarm of federal agents was seen planning out across Little St. James in golf carts, which I love, really love that
wow.
image. And there was a quote from a woman who was an owner of Salty Dog Day Sales, and she said, "We were just trying to look at pretty fish and swim with the turtles, and here we are in the middle of an FBI raid."
Yeah, yeah.
But then there was a fire on Jeffrey Epstein's private island, and a big fire. You can find details about this if you just keep digging. But at any rate, the line that I love from this, because it was a very big fire, it says, "The cause of the fire is unknown, but some are speculating that it may have been the result of a relatively small magnitude earthquake that struck just off the coast. Others say it was intentionally created to destroy evidence." So
you think?
You decide. Earthquake or intentional, decide.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The earthquake excuse. The earthquake excuse.
Yes, yes.
It's mysterious.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, we'll try to bring that up as a possibility almost in whatever they reveal about the Epstein files. Yeah. My God.
Thank you, Joe, for that.
Yeah. There is a story that I wanted to get to with Tim Slecker, and this is Code 137, that I thought was extremely important. And here we are. This administration thinks they're creating jobs. They think they're doing really well for the economy, and that they're going to make the future even more difficult to have nurses and teachers. So I wanted Tim – we'll actually talk to Tim this afternoon at about 2:35.
Right.
So we'll actually run this cut for him so he can have some input on it. Mm-hmm. But let's listen to it right now. All right. Let's listen.
So I don't like to do this, but did you guys know that the Department of Education has now taken nursing completely out of a professional degree program? So if the healthcare system isn't broken enough – and there's not already a shortage of nursing, by doing this, congratulations, you're gonna be short a million other nurses. By not giving nurses the same amount of reimbursement or like educational loans that you do for other practices that are included in this, like MDs, veterinarians, chiropractors, podiatrists, people aren't gonna go to school. So apparently my doctorate that I busted my tushy for is not gonna be considered a professional degree. Cool. Oh, and they also did this to teachers too. So basically getting your doctorate for nursing or education is now going to be a waste. So your ER wait times going to go up. You want your medication? Good luck finding a nurse. You want someone to spend extra time with your kid because they need to be tutored? Good luck finding that higher level of education. Bravo.
And that's what's happening. There are so many small things, little things like this, which are huge things,
yeah.
But they're going on behind the scenes. Not a lot of people are finding out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to bring it to you here on the program just so you know that it's not just all, you know, these celebratory situations that Trump puts together or their department heads put together. Behind the scenes, they are just destroying everything left and right.
Just taking it all apart.
And we'll all find out, but at a later date when it's too late.
Mm-hmm. If you want to chime in, you can give us a call, 608-879-8255, or get in touch with us on the Civic Media app, free to download and free to use.
Okay, well, this is a real unusual combination of individuals. It's Representative Burchett and Jayapal. All right, okay. They're together, together finally. At last,
what's this all about?
This was big. They want to ban stock trading in Congress.
Okay.
They want to put an end to it.
Yes.
And Burchett. That's it. The emphasis is on it's just one syllable. Burchett. Tim Burchett is one of those guys. I said it wrong again. I want to say it the right way, but I can't. What he says is just unbelievable. It's a long little diatribe, but it is entertaining as hell. So let's just listen to this.
All right.
You know, everybody talks about this place being a dadgum swamp. It's not a swamp. A swamp is something cool God created. It filters water. Animal life lives and flourishes around it. This is a sewer. This is created by man, and it needs to stop. You know, for years, Congress has been using hardworking American taxpayers' money to get rich. Dadgum, it's got to stop. America knows what the heck's going on. Everybody wants to knock Pelosi. Heck, she's not even in the top 10. Get on that unusual whale site. This is pathetic, folks. We all know what's going on. Congress knows what the hell's going on, and it needs to stop. This body has been enriching itself on the taxpayers' dime for too dadgum long, and it's got to stop. This place is crooked as a dog's leg, and it needs to stop. America knows what's going on. We're in committee meetings. We hear things before y'all do. When you see a member of this body making 400, 500, 600 trades a year, you know something's wrong. This thing is broken, and it needs to be fixed, and this is the right avenue to do it. This thing ain't going to pass. If we're going to pass something in the House, and then guess what? The Senate will either, one, not take it up, or they'll come back in righteous indignation and say, oh, we need to make this stronger, something totally ridiculous, and they'll send it back to us. This is a scam being played on the American public, and it needs to stop. Let's quit with this nonsense. Let's give America a reason to trust Congress for once in our miserable lives. Yeah. This is our chance to stand up and say, we hear what you're saying, America. We're going to fix this dadgum problem, but we probably won't do it. And I'll remain ticked off the rest of the day because of this, and it needs to stop. You want to talk about something that, you know, we all working together? Dadgummit, this is the issue. Dadgummit, if I can stand up here with these two, yeah, these two, people back in East Tennessee are going, what in the heck's Burchett doing sitting next to Proud Paul, for goodness sakes? But this is an issue that America's united on. We ought to get behind this thing. You all in the press, it would make a hell of a lot of sense if y'all would put the pressure on Congress and make us do the right thing for once in our miserable lives. Sorry, I'm so jacked up.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
Thought I was watching a Bonanza there with Hoss. Remember that?
Yeah, he always used to say Dadgummit.
Dadgummit, Dad.
So he and Giant Paul are standing there. I mean, she's like shocked, you know. It just went on and on and on.
I love that.
Yeah. Burchett. And he's such a crazy lunatic anyway, with a lot of bad policy, but I have to go along with him on this.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Why are they, why is that allowed at all?
Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't want to call it a swamp because swamps do good things. It's a cesspool, man. It's a sewer.
Dadgummit.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Y'all. Well, you know, maybe a comment like that will get them to move on this and stop the stock trading.
We can only
in
hope.
In Congress.
Seems like they've been trying to do that forever.
Exactly. Yeah. But like you said, you know, send it over to the Senate. Yeah, they'll make some changes and send it back and forth. And then it just gets forgotten or rejected outright. And nothing ever, ever happens.
Mm-hmm. But, stop it.
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
I know they're looking at me thinking, why am I standing there with Giant Paul? Wow. Yeah.
His constituency from Tennessee, East Tennessee. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's, you know.
A real character.
My dad grew up in East Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And I can tell you, when we went down to visit the relatives, you know, grandparents and aunts and uncles, I could not understand what the hell they were saying when I was a kid. I mean, it was that deep of an accent.
Wow.
And that kind of talking, too. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
Good stuff.
Oh, boy.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to check in with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, get the latest on what's happening in the world of legal stuff. And, wonder what he has to say about the release of the Epstein files and much more. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy on this Thursday, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Madison, Wisconsin weather. WMDX.
Hey, it's kind of cloudy and foggy and drizzly this morning. 41 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 40s later on. The clouds are going to stay with us for today. Okay, it's John and Gordy on this Thursday morning.
It is.
And we're back. Again, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Dadgummit.
Should we go to the phones right now, John?
Sure, let's go to the phones and see who's on the phone line this time.
Well, it's CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Hey, buddy. What's
going
on?
What's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, there's so much to talk about. The Epstein file.
Yeah, what do you think? They're finally out. Yeah. They're finally released.
The promise fulfilled.
Well, yeah, you know, and Joe Biden administration had him in hands for 4 years.
You know, I answered that question. You know, I answered that question for you. I already answered that question for you because there were investigations going on during the Biden administration by some of the victims, and they didn't release information because of that. That's the truth, I guess.
The grand jury, some information cannot be released, even if this bill passed and they try to get it accomplished. But, you know, I really wanted to talk to you guys about the coup from the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard you speak of that. You got Democrats out there squawking to not listen to the commander in chief. Actually blows me away, guys. Doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I know that's a big controversy. I have about three cuts for that. That's a longer story. We don't have time for that. But we'll get to that this afternoon, CJ. So check us out in the afternoon. We'll talk about what Lindsey Graham is talking about.
Oh, okay.
And a few others are very, Marsha Blackburn, are just complaining like heck about we played the cut, I think, on this show. Well, I don't know. We played it in the afternoon. I'm getting confused.
I think so,
now.
Yeah.
We played the cut where Democrats have come out in a long piece telling them if these soldiers, if the military feels uncomfortable doing something they feel is illegal, something that is not constitutional, they should not do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now Lindsey Graham and Marsha Blackburn are actually coming out and saying, well, give us proof of something that you don't think they should be legally doing as the military.
Okay.
So they want something like that. And I think it's a good question. I think they should be asking something like that of the Democrats who are coming out with this very profound statement about the military. You know, the military, some of the members on the National Guard, we played it on this show, where they are lawyering up, trying to get legal advice in regards to going into these cities and going up against American citizens, which is not something that they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So we'll get into that this afternoon. We're on from 2 until 5 on the network.
We should ask Jim Santel, who's coming up in just a few moments.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Ask him about the laws regarding what they could be illegally doing, sending the National Guard out there or the military out there, the Marines, you know, in California. We should find out more about that.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
What do you think about
Catherine?
Catherine Lake is in the studio.
Walked in the studio.
Yeah.
Looking like a real rock star this morning.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay.
Do we have the theme?
Let's
listen. Here we go. Catherine Lake.
Yeah.
All right. It's not at all embarrassing.
Good morning.
Not even a light.
You're here early.
I am going to go to the Downtown Madison Inc. meeting talking about Downtown Madison, about State Street and rebuilding State Street. And that's where we are.
Yeah, right above State
Street. We are concerned with this. So we're going to go meet up with our partners on State Street and see what we can do to make it even better.
Just so long as they don't complain about me panhandling in front of the place. Okay?
No, that's one of the top agenda items. Get that Peterson off the street.
I keep trying to tell him to not do that and not take showers in the window here, not the shower curtains.
Disgusting. The people over at the Overture Center have been calling for months.
I'm scared to walk into work now, you know?
They're like, well, now you got them showering in the morning and the afternoon.
Yes, that's right. It's just outrageous. Yeah. We live here now because we do two shows.
And Channel 15 was over there this morning talking about the holiday season stuff. They had their truck over there. And
were they?
One of their reporters there. So
they probably got some street cam on us showering in the windows. So.
Oh, my God. I can't keep you out of the news.
We were waving at them and everything, tapping on the window. They ignored us. That's okay. That's all right.
Oh.
What do you think about this meeting that Trump is having with Mamdani tomorrow in the Oval Office?
I think that's cool. He initiated that meeting.
Mamdani did. Yeah. And Trump said, sure, come on in. Let's talk. See what's happening.
I think he'll be as rude as he is to female newscasters and reporters.
Perhaps. Or he could just arrest them and have them deported. You know, we'll find out.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah. As he enters the office, he's arrested, citizenship revoked, and sent overseas.
Yeah. Anything could happen, I guess. We'll find out tomorrow.
That'll be a big story. That would be big. It would be.
So coming up shortly, we're going to talk with Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney at law, get the latest on the Epstein saga files were now released and more information. Boy, it's just coming out left and right.
And we'll get the answer to CJ and find out if there is any kind of legal problem with the National Guard going into these cities, going up against American citizens who are sending the Marines in, and or even the excuse to do that Trump is using right now, if any of that is legal, and do these guys have a case of not performing their duties because they believe it's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. And there's something with the Utah GOP gerrymandering maps.
Yes.
We're going to talk with Jim about that.
Yes.
All right. We'll get all of that coming up. First up, we've got a Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew, the fabulous Farm Bay. We're back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX. Stay right here.
Really live in, I recommend it for a lifetime or just a day. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
Familiar music, of course. This is John and Gordy in the Morning. We'll be on later on in the afternoon after our nap and shower.
We're on from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. And then Pete Schwab's show now starts at 5 o'clock. You got an extra hour in the evening to talk about entertainment news.
Denny Crane. I'm on this Denny Crane thing now.
Well, let's bring in Jim Santel.
Jim Santel, you should do that, Jim. Do what Denny Crane did after, he makes a profound statement, and you're always making profound statements. You should finish it off with the exclamation.
All right, Jim Santel. Here's your cue for the morning. That is, federal and state judges absolutely love it when you impressions of television characters in their courtrooms.
Yeah, I bet.
So it's a good tip for new attorneys out there. Do those things. I promise you, it will go well.
All right. You've
seen some odd things over the years in courts. I mean, can you?
It's crazy now, right? But you might have seen something, and that it comes close to what's happening now, right?
Actually, no. This is nearly unprecedented. And the things that are happening right now in a federal district court, actually a couple of branches of it, in Eastern Virginia, in connection with the criminal prosecutions of James Comey and Letitia James, are gobsmacking. And the headlines that talk about how this is unprecedented, the cases are in absolute disarray. I have never seen anything like this. I can identify some of the absolutely outrageous things that the U.S. attorney has said to the grand jury, according to a judge just yesterday, earlier. Got three different hearings, each one of them piling on more problems for these prosecutions. And here's your prediction, not just from me. These cases are going away. This is so badly handled and so badly presented, so unconstitutional that they need to be dismissed, and they will be.
Well, what exactly happened with that one with Lindsey Halligan? And,
sure.
You know what? Explain so, why this so was such a such a goof up on her part.
Right. Lots of problems here. We recall Lindsey Halligan. She's an insurance lawyer. She's been a lawyer in the White House for a while and presumably does good insurance work. No experience whatsoever for prosecution, okay? President taps her after the prior U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia says there's no case here at all, nothing to prosecute. He gets fired. He leaves, puts her in this position for which she is not qualified. She runs into the grand jury, okay? And this, the grand jury is the group under the Constitution that makes decisions about who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, 23 people. And according to reports, and not just reports, this comes out of, again, we've had three hearings. This is the latest one coming out of just Monday and yesterday from a magistrate judge and a federal district court judge who are reviewing various pretrial motions. Among other things, the magistrate judge tells us on Monday, he's looking at transcripts. He says that among the complete misrepresentations that she made to the grand jury, she said that James Comey does not have the right under the Fifth Amendment to avoid testifying at his own trial. Basically, the Fifth Amendment does not apply, members of the jury. That is horrifying. And then she goes on to say this, and there's more. How much time do we have this morning, right? Yeah. Judge Fitzpatrick, looking at the transcripts, she tells jurors that, oh, by the way, you don't have to rely solely on the record that we put in front of you to return an indictment.
Wow.
In fact, what you could do, you can be assured, members of the grand jury, that there's more, and we've got more evidence, and it's maybe even better evidence than what we've given to you, and we're going to present that at trial. So just go ahead and indict, because I'm promising you there's even better stuff coming up.
Oh, my God.
How much more of this would you like to hear? This is the judge report. This is not Jim Santel summarizing this for you. This is the judge looking at the transcripts of these grand jury proceedings and describing the material, wild misstatements of law that the United States attorney conveyed to the grand jury. And why is that so important? We all know when you're in a trial, if you're a jury, I mean, many of your listeners have been on trial juries. What happens at the end? The judge reads the jury instructions, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the statements of the law that they need to understand. The lawyers can also argue from that. They give them the law. This is similar to that. So you've got the chief prosecutor in search of these indictments, telling them things that are materially, demonstrably wrong. Presumably, they rely on it. And what happens? The most significant thing that a government can do to any citizen in the United States of America, any resident, is to charge you with the crime and potentially take away your liberty. And these cavalier, incompetent people, including Lindsey Halligan, are doing this in America. It is stunning. And then, of course, the other shoe, forgive me for going on, but
the other big shoe that dropped
yesterday is that, remember all of the kerfuffle about what kind of an indictment this is, where there are two counts, three counts. Remember this mess?
Yes.
The magistrate judge said, I've got documents here. Which one is it? Lindsey Halligan said, well, I signed that. I didn't sign that. Turns out there's something there, because what happens is that in the midst of, again, these transcripts, we discover yesterday that the judge says that in the attempt to try to clean all of this up in front of the grand jury, to give them a new indictment that properly conveys what they wanted to charge, she gets it messed up and she does not present the real indictment to the grand jury for its final review.
Amazing.
She asks the foreperson to sign off on it and says, here, I'll just take care of it. This is wild government misconduct, and it warrants the dismissal of the outright with prejudice. They've got to be responsible for this.
Yeah, that was outrageous. Oops. She didn't even show them the document, the final one. Oh, my God. So this avoids the whole thing against Comey as well, because now, obviously, I think he wanted to present a few details in this, right?
And now, absolutely.
Yeah. And now
This is one of three major things, right? The judge yesterday got to, but didn't even address finally, the vindictive prosecution. This has what we're talking about this morning. This is procedural nightmares in front of the grand jury.
That part. Yeah.
It doesn't even get to the substance, which is all about the fact that this is a vindictive prosecution.
Yep.
The judge yesterday and including on Monday also says, looks to me as this was badly motivated. That's a second reason to dismiss these cases, which we haven't gotten to. And the third reason is if there's not enough. Last Thursday, a week ago, right after we were on the air together, we've got another judge who is there. She's brought in for conflicts reasons. And she's looking at whether Lindsay Halligan had the authority to do this at all.
Wow.
Because she's an interim United States attorney. And here's the blockbuster thing that comes from that hearing of a week ago. Along the way, the judge is dutifully hearing from both sides, has to do with whether or not the term of appointment has expired. And she says, well, gee, you're maintaining that Attorney General Bondi and also Lindsay Halligan, that the president's appointment of you without Senate confirmation is legal. And they say, yes, because the president can do these sorts of things. Attorney General can do this. And she says, let me remind you about a judge, a colleague of mine named Eileen Cannon, who dismissed the Mar-a-Lago case on what basis? On the basis that Jack Smith was not properly nominated and confirmed by the Senate. And she says, so, and looks at the attorneys for the government and says, was that dismissal wrong? Was Eileen Cannon then wrong? So if we buy into what you're saying, this case needs also to be dismissed.
Wow.
How many more things are wrong with this going forward? Just and it underscores once again, president talks about hiring the best people, in all these positions. Lindsay Halligan may well be a very good insurance lawyer. We plainly have throughout government, this is the latest version of it, incompetence. In the 93 U.S. attorneys, one of them has no idea what she is doing. Frankly, under those circumstances, I would feel badly for her because she should have said, Mr. President, I am not competent to do this.
Uh-huh.
Find somebody else. And she didn't. And that's the reason why she is responsible for this and why excruciatingly painful hearings now in which her incompetence is now on the public record. Mm. And here we are talking about it at 7:45 in the morning in Wisconsin, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the story of this administration, hiring people who are completely incompetent anyway. I mean, Pam Bondi is one of the most incredibly incompetent people I have ever seen. And Kash Patel, well, that goes without saying. Let's get to something that CJ called us about, and that is there's a promotion out there from a lot of Democrats. They put something together, audio together, and a video asking that the military question whether what they're doing is illegal or not. And now Republicans are coming out saying, hey, show us proof about what they're doing may be illegal. Show us proof. Why can you can't sit there and tell these people that they can question what the commander in chief says. And this is now blowing up a lot here. So why don't we get an answer to this? What do you say to this, Jim?
Sure. Commander in chief, the president's the chief commander in chief here, is the chief executive, right? And so he makes decisions about military. Important to note, once again, it underscores the notion, how recently have we been talking about the military in domestic cities, right, in America? No, the military is overseas. Domestic law enforcement, they're the ones who are responsible for this. But putting all of that huge problem to one side with all of this, the answer is we've got a Constitution of the United States of America. And yes, indeed, the military is responsible to follow the decisions overseas, and again, now in the cities of America, of the president, consistent with the Constitution.
Yes.
And so, for example, we've got federal judges. Sarah Ellis, we've talked about her. What has she said? She has said the things that we've known for 200 years, CJ, and that is that you do not arrest people on the streets of America absent reasonable suspicion to believe that they've committed a crime. Mm-hmm. She has articulated that fundamental view. And if you're law enforcement, if you're military, and you're doing that at someone's directive, without a reasonable suspicion to believe they've committed a crime, you're in violation of the Constitution. And you've got an obligation not to do that. If you are beating people, if you are doing other things that are in violation of the fundamental rules that federal district court judges are enforcing. Mame Frimpong in Los Angeles not too long ago said once again, you can't arrest people because of the color of their skin, their jobs, where they happen to be. And that's not new. That is simply an articulation, CJ, of the standards by which law enforcement in this country has worked for 200 years. And they are obliged to follow those basic admonitions and directives. And judges, including the Supreme Court, have underscored the importance of just that. Yeah. And again, there are higher orders beyond just the president telling you to do something that you know is in violation of the Constitution and the laws.
Is it a violation to also be masked?
Yeah.
You know, the answer is it depends upon the policy of the law enforcement. And again, lots of controversy about that. Legislatively, you can insist upon no masking. I'll tell you what the Department of Justice always did when I was there, which is a presumption of no masking because you want to have that transparency only for SWAT operations and undercover operations. This is a change. And that one goes to Pam Bondi for a question.
All right.
We're talking with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. Back with more on John and Gordy in the Morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the Morning. Dom at the controls. Jim Santel, our guest this morning.
Got a few more minutes.
Amicus
here.
The Law Review. You can hear it on Saturday from 9 to 11 o'clock. It's really, really interesting, and there's never a dull moment.
And we're going to have Jim back this afternoon on the afternoon show.
Yes, yep, at about 3:35, I believe.
Yes. Right? All right. Well, let's continue.
And we'll get into these things again in more depth.
Yeah.
Like you say, Jim, by this afternoon, there'll be at least three other cases that we'll have to talk about.
Probably so.
Oh, my God.
That's right. These stories have legs, and so much of this is just breaking, quite right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so for people to digest it, to understand what it means, there will be more. And especially with respect to the Comey and James indictments, there are more hearings coming up. Judges, the judge on authorization, she said she's going to issue her order before Thanksgiving. Well, that's 5-6 days from now. So that's going to be coming up. Mm-hmm. All of these things are going to break probably in the next few hours, but certainly in the next days just ahead. And, you know, we live in a time, as you have said before, where regrettably or for the good or for somewhere in between, Americans now have to understand how these processes work. We didn't have to do it before because there was a presumption of regularity. We knew that regardless of what the administration was, they would do this properly. Now, to understand how improper this administration acts, you need to understand things about the grand jury process that you never had to understand before. Here we are, America 2025.
That's right.
They're just making it up as we go along.
And the Epstein files are going to be released in 30 days for whatever reason. Of course, Gordy really likes the cut about Pam Bondi answering the question from a reporter.
Yeah, let's hear that again.
Basically, you know, they said there no need for investigations. Now there is a need for it. Why? So let's listen to her answer to that.
Madam Attorney General, the DOJ statement earlier this year saying that the files would not release mentioned the fact that the review of the documents and the evidence did not suggest that any additional investigation of third parties was warranted. What changed since then that you launched this investigation?
Information that has come for information. There's information that new information, additional information. And again, we will continue to follow the law to investigate any leads. If there are any victims, we encourage all victims to come forward. And we will continue to provide maximum transparency under the law.
There you go.
She got information in there 5 times in 5 seconds, I think.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Information.
My God.
And again, you can tell. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to be a linguist to know. She has no idea what she is talking about, right?
Right.
The reality is, let's dig into that a little bit. This case was investigated for two prosecutions, one of Ghislaine Maxwell, which prompted the incarceration of her for 20 years, admittedly now in a low security prison, and also the pursuit of the prosecution against Epstein himself. He committed suicide in prison before he brought there the investigations. The information is there. It is completed. I'm not saying there are other victims who would not come forward. That's the only snippet of what she said, which is accurate, that if you're out there and you have been a victim of this, yes, you should come forward and get the services the governments should provide to you. But these cases have been investigated. We are now releasing the results of those investigations, Attorney General Bondi. That's what you're doing, just to be clear about this process. And if you right now see in those files some reason to pursue an additional investigation, you need to be on it right now. You don't have to wait until they're released publicly, all of which underscores the larger point, which all of this could have been released. You don't need congressional action. You don't need the president's signature on a piece of legislation to do this. You could have done it at any time. Again, consistent with the concerns about the victims. Do not release that information. Last point I'll make about this is, given my theme this morning about incompetence of this administration and the Department of Justice, my great fear is that even in releasing these documents, what things will you release that should not be in the public domain because you are so incompetent in handling the most simple things?
Yeah.
That's my next issue, which is, are we going to be releasing things in the public domain? We know, getting back to the Comey matter, a special agent apparently released some confidential information there that should not have been released. We do this repeatedly.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And maybe you can give us a quick take on what happened in Texas about the redistricting. A judge down there blocked the redistricting down there.
Right. And said basically inconsistent with the Constitution and with the ways in which we should do this. Plainly, will go up on appeal. We haven't heard the last of it, but it's significant because it changes once again the dynamic, not only immediately, but again for November of 2026. You've got judges, they're the bastions of the standards who are holding this administration accountable and saying, you engage in things that are unlawful, we're going to stop you from doing it. Right. That has been the history of the past 10 months.
Right, and it was basically because they redrew the maps and put at a disadvantage Black and Hispanic individuals.
Racial gerrymandering, and that's what the latest case that's pending before the Supreme Court is all about, but it's still a violation of the law to gerrymander based upon race.
That's right.
All right. Got to leave it there. Jim Santel, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
We're
on from 2 to 5, and you'll be with us around 3:35.
3:35, yeah.
Looking forward to it, gentlemen, as always.
All right.
Very good, Jim. Thank you very much. And
I guess that's it for us, huh?
I think so.
A little nap time here.
Time to go back to our bunk beds and sleep for a couple hours, grab a little lunch, and we'll be back here again. All right. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great Thursday, and we'll talk to you this afternoon from 2 to 5.
That's
John?
Right. That's right.
Okay. Just
I was reading this. Dominic, since CJ got his law degree from the People's Court Academy of Law, I tend to agree with him.
Thank you for that text, Brian. Have a great day. Talk to you later. So long.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.